At Salesforce, we're all about asking more of AI. Questions like, where is the data going? Is it private? Is it secure? Is it ready to use now? How about now? And if not now, when? And how? Get answers you can trust from Salesforce at askmoreofai.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, September 5th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. For today's show, we're going all in on EVs. Electric vehicles are kicking the economy in the U.S. South into overdrive as new auto plants and battery manufacturing facilities move in. They're having a similar effect in China, where demand for battery-powered cars and incentives from the government are helping propel investment and turn domestic players into international ones. And if you'll pardon another driving pun, all this is leading venture investors to shift their funding for startups that mine raw materials needed to build EVs into high gear. Today, we're looking at the electric vehicle market, how and where it's grown, and where it's headed next. Starting in the South, where the EV market is remaking rural towns. Car makers are building plants and pouring billions of dollars into new factories in Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Some of this is because companies are getting funding from the federal government. But there's more to it than that. Here to talk about how some southern states are taking advantage of this EV boom is our autos reporter, Nora Eckert. Nora, we tend to think of the U.S. car market as being focused around Detroit and the Great Lakes. What's it like in the South?
The industry's been slowly migrating south over a few decades now, but it's really accelerated with the EV building boom. So automakers are really scrambling to expand their EV offerings for customers, and they need a lot of factory power to do that. And a lot of it's landing in the South for several reasons. One is there's just more available land. These plants are landing on huge mega sites. I mean, some are the size of 60 football fields. There's also an access to railway, port, and a supplier network that's been building out over years in the industry. And electricity costs are actually lower in a lot of the South too, and that's been a big reason why Ford, for example, placed a huge plant in Tennessee. Compared to Michigan, those electricity costs can be lower, which is important for auto plants because when you're building EVs, you require a lot more of that electrical power than in a traditional gas engine assembly plant.
Have these southern states, cities, or towns done anything in particular to attract the EV market?
They have, and they've been planning for this for generations. One of the big ones that's attracting automakers now is workforce preparation. So in Georgia, for example, they've got this really robust system of technical colleges, and they also have specific training programs for auto workers. One of them actually sets up like a mock assembly line next to the auto plant. That's really attractive if you're a company looking to start up production quickly. You've got all those workers prepared and ready to go.
What does this EV push into the South mean for the people in towns that are down there?
So I visited the town of Stanton, Tennessee, where Ford is building its massive EV and battery plants. And this is a town of about 400 people. And then you have a plant that opens up next door that requires 6,000 workers. So that's about 15 times the population of the town. As you can imagine, it's a huge change for the community. A lot of good, but a lot of anxiety around it. So the local mayor is now having to think about, how am I going to build 5,000 housing units? How am I going to expand our local school system, potentially establish a local police force outside of the counties? I mean, these are things that the mayor didn't really have to think about 4 years ago.
The federal government has been making a push to increase the amount of electric vehicles on the roads and produced in the U.S. Is there anything particular that the South is gaining from those efforts?
The Inflation Reduction Act has definitely aided in the expansion of the industry, and particularly on these EV factories and battery factories. However, it's not the only factor. There was a lot of this investment that predated the IRA, but there's also investment outside of that. So Ford's plant in the South got $9.2 billion from the DOE Loan Program Office. So a bit of a separate investment there. But now their battery making efforts in Tennessee and in Kentucky get this financial support.
That was our autos reporter, Nora Eckert. Now, another group hoping to benefit from the EV boom? Venture capitalists. They're pouring money into young companies working on tech to help find and extract the precious materials that are needed to power electric vehicles, things like lithium, cobalt, and nickel. Mining tech startups raised $748 million last year, and another $350 million through the middle of August this year, according to PitchBook. Many of these startups are adapting technology from fields like biochemical engineering and autonomous driving to detect mineral-rich ore among rock. WSJ Pro VC reporter Mark Vardabedian has more.
So far this year, we've seen these mining startups have raised about $350 million in venture capital. So it is a chunk of money, but at the same time, it's nowhere near the amount that we've seen pumped into hot sectors like artificial intelligence. But, you know, it is a niche industry. There are some hurdles facing these companies. I did speak with a professor at the New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology, and he highlighted some of the challenges that face these companies. One of them being some of this technology looks great in the lab. It works great when you are applying it in small models, but scaling it up to apply to commercial mining applications is a whole other story. And the jury is still out in some cases whether some of these startups are going to be able to meet that massive demand that they're expecting.
Coming up, brands like BYD and NIO may not be household names in the West right now, but they soon could be. We'll tell you why China's EV market is worth keeping an eye on, even if you live someplace else, when we come back.
At Salesforce, we're all about asking more of AI. Questions like, where is the data going? Is it private? Is it secure? Is it ready to use now? How about now? And if not now, when? And how? Get answers you can trust from Salesforce at askmoreofai.com.
Over the past decade, China's internet giants drove much of the country's tech economy. Now, electric vehicle and battery makers are taking the driver's seat. Some of the industry's main players are attracting investment from venture capital and sovereign wealth funds. And they're pulling in some of China's top engineers, who might have previously looked for jobs at internet companies like Alibaba or Tencent. With me to talk about the growth of this sector and why it matters beyond China is our reporter Lisa Lin. So Lisa, can you tell us a bit about China's current EV market? How has it gotten to where it is today?
Sure. China's EV market is the world's largest EV market, and it's the world's largest EV market not by accident, but by design. Because around 2010, the Chinese government decided that they were going to nurture a clean, green vehicle market. And to do so, it put in place a ton of consumer subsidies and other incentives to get people in China buying these EVs. So fast forward to 13 years ahead, China's made about 20 million EVs. And right now, it's really the world's leading market, not just in the technologies that go into electric vehicles, but like the technologies that go into batteries of electric vehicles, which are the most important component of these cars.
For people who might not be tracking the Chinese EV industry so closely, what are some of the big names people should be aware of?
Right now, Zoe, there are lots of brands in the space. You see a lot of new marquees when you walk on the streets in China. You see brands like BYD, you see NIO, you see XPeng, you see Li Autos. A ton of these are domestic brands that have sprung up over the last 5 to 6 years. So right now, the space is very, very competitive. But what analysts tell us is that consolidation is happening and you're starting to see winners pull away from the pack. And in particular, you're seeing BYD and the American carmaker Tesla pull away from its other competitors.
So pull away, we've got our car metaphor there. But in business terms, I mean, how fast are these companies and I guess this sector generally growing?
The sector is growing at a rapid clip, and that's because a ton of investment has been going into the industry. Venture capital and private equity that went into the electric vehicle and related space last year hit $15 billion. And that's a record for the sector. And it's also come as venture capital flows in general into China has been very depressed because China's economy was really badly hit last year by zero COVID. And when you have all this investment coming in, you know, there's a lot of excitement in the space. Consumers are also willing to try out the cars, and there's a long-term idea of moving towards cleaner energy vehicles anyway, plus targets set by the Chinese government that by a certain point, the bulk of the cars sold have to be electric. So all this is really spurring the rapid growth of the sector.
Lisa, if I don't live in China, if I'm not an investor in the Chinese EV market, should this growth matter to me?
Yes, it should. And for a really simple reason, because Chinese electric vehicles and Chinese marquees and brands, they're coming to your doorstep. They're coming to your dealership. What we've seen over the last 1 year is Chinese EV brands have taken the chance, particularly as European and Western governments have started to put in place more stringent climate change goals and targets, in particular for gasoline engines. We're actually seeing Chinese EV makers jump at the chance to expand overseas. And in the past, Chinese automakers, because they didn't have the right products, would often go into developing countries such as Africa or South America. But what you're seeing with the EV companies is they're going into places like Germany. They're setting up dealerships in the UK. They're setting up dealerships also in the US. And all this means that you might be driving next to a Chinese BYD car or a Chinese NIO car pretty soon.
All right, that's our reporter, Lisa Lin. Thanks for joining us, Lisa. Before we go, do you have a question about the EV market? Record a voice memo on your phone and email it to tnb@wsj.com, and we might be able to answer it on an upcoming show. That's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by me, your host, Zoe Thomas, with deputy editor Chris Sinsley. For more tech stories, check out the Wall Street Journal's website, wsj.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.